2140. I've got your service and prayer request. How can I help?
Okay, just let you know that I'm at Digression Transit. I don't need a break. The other driver and another passenger did help her off, but she was mad because she rang the passenger bell, and I can't see the people behind me, so I didn't know if I had another person or the wheelchair, you know, another female. But she wandered off in the middle of the street, and so I took her across Burnside, and then she's all upset because I wouldn't let her off in the middle of the street on the north side of Burnside. And I took her over. I didn't know that it was a wheelchair, and so I pulled up against the curb. But then when I asked her, I said, well, if you'll move back, I will reset up the bus. And she just got all frustrated and mad and angry, and, yeah, she's calling in, and it's like, all right.
All right, copy that, yeah. Some people... A little bit difficult. I get it. Okay, so the time is 1736. If customer service wishes to call it in, look into it further. It's a long report of mine. And, yeah, there's only so much you can do. If they don't give you enough for a warning to let you know what they're wanting, then it's kind of on them.
Yeah, well, she rang the bell before the stop, but it was the normal passenger bell, not the wheelchair passenger bell. Because I looked up to make sure that it was the passenger bell that I'd heard.
Yes, I got that, yeah. Yeah, there's only so much you can do. Like I said, you know, she didn't give you enough warning as far as, like, the ADA bill. All right. You take care. Hopefully your day goes less eventful and a little bit better for you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. At 1737.